听力课堂，听 class.com.
Unit 6. By bus or by train? Part 1. Getting ready. If you are not travelling for a long distance, you can take a train, which is more comfortable than a plane. If you want to wander around a city, the bus service is usually very helpful.Big cities generally have a rather extensive system of bus lines. If you are afraid of the complicated bus routes, you can take a taxi. But taxis are very expensive in almost every city worldwide. A. The following words and phrases will appear in this unit. All of them are related to traveling.Especially by bus and by train, and some are frequently used in railway announcements. Listen carefully and study the definitions.
1. Transfer. 2. Fare. 3. Via. 4. Cab.5. Platform. 6. Alteration. 7. Call at. 8. Intercity train. 9. Automobile. 10. Carpool.
B.You are going to hear some short conversations. Supply the missing words.
Excuse me, driver. Does this bus go past the exhibition center?
No, not this bus. You'll have to transfer downtown.
Which bus do I take from there?
I believe it's the number 88 bus.
This bus will take me to the Holiday Inn, won't it?
Yep, it sure will.
How much is the fare?
50 cents, exact change.
Here you are.
Don't give it to me. Drop it in the box.
How much is the fare to San Francisco via Los Angeles?
It's $55.
Can I get off in Los Angeles for a few days?
Sure. Your ticket is good for 3 weeks. Is this cab taken?
No. Where are you going?
To the Park Apartments. They're on 21st Street.
I know where they are. Get in.
C. You are going to hear a tourist guide about Hong Kong's most exciting new shopping center.Write down every word as a dictation. It will be read 3 times. In the first reading, you will hear the whole passage from beginning to end. In the second reading, you will hear a pause after each sentence, or just part of a sentence. During the pause, you must write down what you have just heard as quickly as possible.You can check what you have written with the third reading.
China Hong Kong City is Hong Kong's most exciting new shopping center. Fashion Avenue offers an exciting selection of designer fashions and accessories from around the world. It contains over 300 shops. We have 25 restaurants and chefs.From east and west, ready to serve you a fine selection of dishes. Or you can relax in our intimate bars or let your hair down at our first-class nightclubs and karaoke lounges. Because of these reasons, China Hong Kong City is a must to visit. China Hong Kong City... is Hong Kong's most exciting new shopping center. Fashion Avenue offers an exciting selection of designer fashions and accessories from around the world. It contains over 300 shops. We have 25 restaurants and chefs from East and West. Ready to serve you a fine selection of dishes or you can relax in our intimate bars or let your hair down at our first-class nightclubs. And karaoke lounges. Because of these reasons, China Hong Kong City is a must to visit. China Hong Kong City is Hong Kong's most exciting new shopping center. Fashion Avenue offers an exciting selection of designer fashions and accessories from around the world. It contains over 300 shops. We have 25 restaurants and chefs from East and West ready to serve you a fine selection of dishes, or you can relax in our intimate bars or let your hair down at our first-class nightclubs and karaoke lounges. Because of these reasons, China Hong Kong City is a must to visit.
Part 2. At the railway station. If you are traveling by train, it is always important and necessary for you to pay close attention to the loudspeaker announcements at the railway station, because they not only confirm the facts which you should already know, like the departure time of your train, the platform number, its destination, and stopovers, but also give information about alterations to the expected situation, such as delays and platform alterations. A. You are going to hear some railway announcements. While you listen, tick all the names of places you hear on the tape.
The train now standing at platform 4 is the 1515 to Bath Spa, calling at Kingsham and Oldfield Park. The 1515 to Bath Spa now at platform 4. Here is a platform alteration. The 1445 from Western Supermare to Severn Beach, due in at 1517, will depart from platform 3, not platform 5. The 1517 to Severn Beach will depart from platform 3. The 1330 from Taunton to Cardiff, due in at 1520, is reported running 40 minutes late. passengers for Newport and all stations to Cardiff are advised to catch the Swindon train leaving platform 6 at 15:25 and change at Bristol Parkway. The next train to arrive at platform 5 will be the 15:29 to Gloucester, calling at Filton, Bristol Parkway and Gloucester. Passengers for Newport and Cardiff change at Bristol Parkway. Passengers for Hereford change at Filton. The 11:31 intercity train to Exeter and Plymouth has been delayed. This train is now running approximately 15 minutes late and is now due to arrive at platform 1 at 11:46. We apologize to passengers for the delay. The train now arriving at platform 2 is the 11:10 to Paddington, London, calling at Didcot and Reading.
B. Now listen to the announcements again. Complete the following chart. Note that where there is a dash, there is nothing to write. C. Now try this. Listen to some more authentic versions of the announcements. After listening, answer the following questions with the help of the above chart.
Train now standing at platform 4 is the 15:15 to Bath Spa, calling at Keynsham and Oldfield Park. The 15:15 to Bath Spa, now at platform 4. Here is a platform alteration. The 14:45 from Weston-super-Mare to Severn Beach, due in at 15:17, will depart from platform 3, not platform 5. The 15:17 to Severn Beach will depart from platform 3. The 13:30 from Taunton to Cardiff, due in at 15:20, is reported running 40 minutes late. Passengers for Newport and all stations to Cardiff are advised to catch the Swindon train, leaving platform 6 at 15:25, and change at Bristol Parkway. The next train to arrive at platform 5 will be the 15:29 to Gloucester, calling at Filton, Bristol Parkway and Gloucester. Passengers for Newport and Cardiff change at Bristol Parkway. Passengers for Hereford change at Filton.
The 11:31 intercity train to Exeter and Plymouth has been delayed. This train is now running approximately 15 minutes late and is now due to arrive at platform 1 at 11:46. We apologize to passengers for the delay. The train now arriving at platform 2 is the 11:10 to Paddington, London, calling at Didcot and Reading.
Part 3. Why are we waiting here? When a train comes into the station where you are waiting, you cannot always be certain that is the one you want. Don't hurry. Listen carefully to the station announcement first, or you may get on a wrong train. A. Mr. and Mrs. Bashford, a very snobbish couple, are sitting on a train. The train is waiting at the station. You are going to listen to a conversation among Mr. Bashford, Mrs. Bashford, and the guard. While listening for the first time, add more key words if you can in the left-hand column. After the second listening, fill the gaps in the summary in the right-hand column with the help of the notes.
Look at the time. When is this train going to leave? It's already 5 minutes late.
Now, don't get impatient, darling. Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. This is the 4:05 to London, and it's now 4:10. No, 4:11.
Well, don't get angry with me, darling. Look at that guard on the platform. Tell him.
A very good idea. Guard! Guard! Come over here, please.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Why are we waiting here?
Why are we waiting here?
Don't just repeat my question. Answer it.
Now, keep calm, sir. Don't shout. It's not that I don't want to answer your question. It's only that I don't really understand it. It's a very strange question.
A strange question? What do you mean? Look at the time. When is this train going to leave?
At 4:25, sir.
At 4:25? Now see here. I'm a very important man, and I have some very important friends. One of them is the head of this railway, and I'm going to tell him about this.
I don't care who you are, sir, or what you're going to do. This train is going to leave at 4:25. It always does.
What? Are you telling me that the 4:05 always leaves 20 minutes late?
4:05? I see. You want to go to London, don't you, sir?
Don't ask stupid questions. Of course I do. Why do you think I'm on this train?
Well, sir, this isn't the 4:05 to London. It's the 4:25 to Bristol. The 4:05 always leaves from Platform 3. This is Platform 5. You're on the wrong train, sir.
B. Now try this. Listen to a more authentic version of the conversation. Pay more attention to its language. After listening, answer the following questions by completing the sentences.
Look at the time. When is this train going to leave? It's already 5 minutes late.
Now, don't get impatient, darling. Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. This is the 4:05 to London. And it's now 4:10. No, 4:11.
Well, don't get angry with me, darling. Look at that guard on the platform. Tell him.
A very good idea. Guard! Guard! Come over here, please.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Why are we waiting here?
Why are we waiting here?
Don't just repeat my question. Answer it.
Now keep calm, sir. Don't shout. It's not that I don't want to answer your question. It's only that I don't really understand it. It's a very strange question.
A strange question? What do you mean? Look at the time. When is this train going to leave?
At 4:25, sir.
At 4:25? Now see here. I'm a very important man, and I have some very important friends. One of them is the head of this railway, and I'm going to tell him about this.
I don't care who you are, sir, or what you're going to do. This train is going to leave at 4:25. It always does.
What? Are you telling me the 4:05 always leaves 20 minutes late?
4:05? I see. You want to go to London, don't you, sir?
Don't ask stupid questions. Of course I do. Why do you think I'm on this train?
Well, sir, this isn't the 4:05 to London. It's the 4:25 to Bristol. The 4:05 always leaves from Platform 3. This is Platform 5. You're on the wrong train, sir.
Part 4. More about the topic. Automobiles in the USA. Energy crisis is a global concern now. Many countries have already made great efforts in cutting their energy consumption. Some even passed legislation on energy saving. Automobiles are to be blamed now and then. They not only use up a lot of energy, but also produce severe pollution. So people are advised not to use their automobiles as often as they presently do. Carpools emerge as the times require. The following short passage is about automobiles in the USA. Supply the missing words while listening.
The United States is full of automobiles. There are still families without cars, but some families have two or even more. However, cars are used for more than pleasure. They are a necessary part of life. Cars are used for business. They are driven to offices and factories by workers who have no other way to get to their jobs. When salesmen are sent to different parts of the city, they have to drive in order to carry their products. Farmers have to drive into the city in order to get supplies. Sometimes small children must be driven to school. In some cities, school buses are used only when children live more than a mile from the school. When the children are too young to walk that far, their mothers take turns driving them to school. One mother drives on Mondays, taking her own children and the neighbor's children as well. Another mother drives on Tuesdays, another on Wednesdays, and so on. This is called forming a carpool. Men also form carpools, with three or four men taking turns driving to the place where they all work. More carpools should be formed in order to put fewer automobiles on the road and to use less gasoline. Parking is a great problem, and so is the traffic in and around cities. Too many cars are being driven. Something will have to be done about the use of cars.
Part 5. Memory test. Bus information. Almost all American cities have bus services within the city. Some bus companies even have special telephone numbers with taped messages for some popular routes. If you want information about bus travel, you can call those numbers. In this section, you are going to hear two tapes, each made by a different bus company in a different city and for a different route, preferably only one time. While listening, fill in as much information as possible into the following two charts.
Bus information, recorded message number 1.
Hello, and thank you for calling Greyhound. Buses to New Orleans depart Houston at 1 a.m., arrive in New Orleans at 12:55 p.m. Out 4:30 a.m., there at 1:10 p.m. 6:30 a.m. arrives there at 3:45 p.m. The 8 a.m. due there at 7:50 p.m. The 10:30 a.m. due there at 7 p.m. The 1 p.m. due there at 9:40 p.m. The 4:15 p.m. due there at 12:58 a.m. The 6:45 p.m. due there at 4:10 a.m. The 9:15 p.m. due there at 8:25 a.m. The 10:15 due there at 7:15 a.m. The 11:15 p.m. due there at 6:25 a.m. Our one-way fare to Beaumont, $7.80. The round trip, $14.85. Our one-way to Port Arthur, $8.45. The round trip, $16.10. Our special one-way fare to New Orleans, $33. The round trip, $66. For additional information, please call 222-1161. That number again, 222-1161. And thank you for calling Greyhound. Bus information, recorded message, number 2.
Thank you for calling Trailways. You have reached Trailways automatic information for service from Cleveland to Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Washington, D.C. Buses leave at 3:40 a.m., 10 a.m., 4:10 p.m., and 9:30 p.m. Approximate travel time to Pittsburgh is 3 hours, to Philadelphia, 8 hours, to Baltimore, 8.5 hours, and to Washington, D.C., 10 hours. The fare to Pittsburgh is $20 one way, $40 round trip. To Philadelphia, $46 one way, $92 round trip. And to Baltimore and Washington, $43 one way, $86 round trip. For further information, call 861-3161. And don't forget to ask about our senior citizens discount and our maximum $150 round trip fare. Thank you for calling Trailways. Low fares everywhere.